Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, happy times, happy hour. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Got a couple of scores on the board here in the college football championship games. James Madison trying to get into the playoff. How about that?
Playoff.
James Madison was what president? Scrappy?
Oh my gosh, Chris.
Got it?
I have been listening to presidential elections podcast.
Should know James Madison. He was the fourth president of the United States.
It's all blending together.
The order at the beginning was Washington, Adams, Jefferson, yes. Madison.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's really upsetting to me.
I'm sorry, you're upset.
I've been listening to this podcast.
James Madison 10, Troy 7. Second quarter, early second. Later, Boise State, UNLV. And we shouldn't forget this volleyball match, which has...
Is it ending? It has ended.
It has ended.
Uh-oh. I don't like
USD
it.
won the two of the first three sets. K-State, though.
Oh, no.
Came back.
Oh, no.
Won a fourth set and then 15-12 in the fifth.
Oh.
K-State advances in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Championships.
Well, that is a bummer.
It is a bummer. So K-State moves on to the second round. USD season ends at 25-5.
Can I go back and just realize how embarrassing that was? I didn't know James Madison was the fourth president, and I said he was the second. Because that's
I think most people should know the top, what, 10? Top 8? What's legit to know? Like what should everybody know? Top 5?
Yeah.
Cuz when you get past 7 or 8, I start to get a little confused personally.
Oh, me too. I mean,
there's a Harrison in there, there's a couple of Harrisons.
You got Polk.
There's a Polk, there's a Tyler, a Taylor.
Yeah, Tyler.
Like I know the first few, right? Washington, Jefferson, Adams, Jefferson. Madison Monroe, Quincy Adams,
yes.
Andrew Jackson 7, Martin Van Buren 8, and then I start to fade. I pick it back up with Lincoln at 16. I've always known that one. And now they're in the mid to late 40s. And I think
this is the
45 right now.
It's not 47?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Be.
Yeah, not sure. I don't know how many years they've been calling it POTUS.
Oh, I don't know either.
6? 10?
Really? That's it?
John F. Kennedy was not the POTUS.
Oh.
There's just no way. Well, they didn't have that term.
They didn't have the Twitter handles back then.
Right.
You want to hear something interesting about Andrew Jackson?
Number 7, and he's on the $20 bill.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he was a controversial figure in our history, but his wife, when he was going through the...
Mrs. Jackson?
Yes, the election. Mm-hmm. His wife was the subject of targeted ads by John Adams and all that crew, and they like basically said she was I can't even say the word, you know what I'm saying, she was philandering around town. And Andrew Jackson,
philandering's a fair word to mention.
Andrew Jackson was,
I don't think,
like,
you're gonna hurt her feelings or her
or
reputation
her
anymore at this point.
Yeah. And so after he was elected, I mean, she found out about all this stuff. He tried to hide it from her. After he was elected, she died like 3 weeks later. Because
there's nefarious circumstances?
Nefarious as in these people made claims that ruined her life. And
do you know the only president that was not married ever?
Mm.
Mr. Buchanan.
James Buchanan, answer. Huh? Last thing about presidents.
Okay. I'll take one more.
You'll take one more about presidents?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen this new show on Netflix, Death by Lightning? It's about James Garfield.
Oh.
And his, like, month in office.
He was killed, yes.
But it's a very good show on Netflix. It's like 4 episodes.
He was only in office for a month?
I think
less
it was like
than
a
William
month.
Henry Harrison?
I think it was a month.
Henry Harrison died, got sick at the inauguration.
Ooh, that is tough.
Yeah.
And do you know that some people think that the water in the White House had bad stuff in it, and that's why so many presidents died back in the day, because the water was contaminated?
I don't know. My wife put some water in a bowl and took it outside and left it under the moon last night.
What?
My wife says that because of the moon last night, which was, she termed it a super moon. I don't even know what that is. But she said also that because of the super moon, the water would gain positive energy if we drink it today.
Did you drink it?
No.
By the way, it wasn't a month.
I'm not knocking her. I'm just saying that was her thing.
You know what? I wouldn't mind trying something like that one day. What do I have to lose? Drinking moon water.
Try it. Yeah, that's what she called it, moon water.
Garfield was president from March 4th through September 19th, so more than a month. But Death by Lightning, Netflix, just came out like a month ago. Great show about it.
James Garfield, 1881. He was replaced after his death by one of my favorite named presidents.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur. Don't know a thing about him.
The name. He was a very suspect person when he was the vice president until Garfield died. And when Garfield died, something clicked in him, and then he tried to do well for Garfield throughout the rest of the presidency.
The only thing I can tell you about the photo of Chester A. Arthur, and I believe A stands for Alan, Chester Alan Arthur.
It does, yes.
Those sideburns got to go.
They are pretty
those
brutal.
Those are really, really unkept.
Those are really bad. You know, Manny Machado tried these. And
not those.
No, he tried. Manny, I don't think, could grow a beard that well, but these are brutal.
Chester Alan Arthur. Man of unkept sideburns.
A lot of unkept sideburns back then.
You know, let's go back to college football with the playoffs and Miami back in the situation.
You cannot get over this.
No, I'm not. We're moving past the Notre Dame comparison. Because tomorrow, Virginia plays Duke for the ACC title. And you might wonder, why isn't Miami playing? Right? They're the best team. So how did they not make it? Well, Virginia won the conference at 7-1, so they have to be in. Miami was in a five-way tie for second at 6-2. That sound familiar, Aztec fans?
Yeah.
Whereas the Aztec thing was decided by the computer ranking the best team, the ACC was not. Because if the ACC turned it over to the computers, pretty sure Miami would have got the nod as the best team. But the ACC's determining factor in a five-way tie like that was your record against the rest of the opponents you played in the conference, their winning percentage.
Okay.
So Duke was 6-2 against a group that had a winning percentage at, let's say, 585. Miami's 6-2 opponents had a percentage of like 581. So okay. Duke was determined to the better team. So Miami gets the complaint on so many different fronts. Like, they were passed over by a Duke team that is 7-5 this year. A Duke team that is ranked by the FPI, the football index.
Something index.
Miami's 7th, Duke's 46th. But it's Duke getting to play for the title.
Okay, here's my
college football.
Here's my other question.
You suck. God.
Gotta rate that one.
Just so many stupid things.
My question is, why are we complaining if this has always been the thing?
I don't know, because they just gotta do better. I mean, the conference, I don't know what they can do. How about not having conferences with 39 teams in them, so that everybody gets to play everybody?
Well, that would help.
Then it would be easy, right?
That would be very easy, yes. It would, yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it all week.
That's
college
okay.
Football's broken.
Last night, I stayed up all night and watched continued replays of the Miami-Notre Dame game that the ACC Network put on.
You're insane.
I didn't do that, but they put them on.
You're
I told
insane.
You that earlier the week.
Yes, they did do that, which I do love.
Yeah,
I do love.
That was great. ACC said, hey. And, of course, the Notre Dame AD's come out, too, and he said, well, we're the hottest team in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, you're 10 in a row. But one of your losses was to Miami. So shut up. Notre Dame should not be in.
They should just do like a... I don't even know what they should
do.
They're never
going to
do anything.
Celtics 69, Lakers 46. Duh. Right? Lakers are missing their two best players who just happen to not be in the mood to play tonight or whatever.
How's the Hillbilly Mamba doing?
Hillbilly's got 12.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown has 11. So the Hillbilly's winning, but his team is not.
Well, that's a bummer.
All Celtics at this point. You have a five things, or is it five?
It's,
am I just making
no
up
number.
A number?
There's no number.
No number. But you have things you can't wait for next week's winter meetings.
Things I'm looking forward to, things I'm warning people about.
All right, and you didn't even get me in on this, so I'm excited to find out what it might be.
Yes.
And after you find out, again, that there's still a logjam on the 5 North at Del Mar Heights.
Yeah, that's going to be later in the break because she needs to update it. So
okay. Well, you'll get that in the break, and then we'll come back with Scraby's winter meetings preview.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Scraby's got his things he's looking forward to in the baseball winter meetings, but you just said something that irked me. Not you, but what you said irked me. Or what your subject matter irked me. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Somebody wrote and said, hey,
Trevor.
You got Trevor again. Is it? Oh, no, we've had Tyler and Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor.
So Trevor wrote in and said, hey, if you guys listen to Braden Suprenant's show, he has solved the problem for college football's playoff.
Yes.
I'm like, wait, you know, he's commissioner. What are we doing? And Trevor said his idea is that you go to 24 teams and everybody get a, you know, team in,
yeah,
from
every
each conference.
Gets okay. At least one berth.
Well, here's the problem, Trevor and Braden and everybody else that keeps trying to do that. The system started with two teams way back when, right? BCS, two teams.
Yep.
The third team was pissed every year.
Yep.
So what did they do? They moved it to four teams. Remember? Yep. Semifinals, finals. Guess what? The fifth team every year was livid that they got left out.
Okay.
Now it's at 12. Guess what? The 13th and 14th teams are going to be upset. And do I even need to now tell you that if you put 24 teams in, that the 25th team will cry foul? There
yes.
is no exact number you can put in that doesn't leave somebody out.
But with 24 teams, you're able to get more teams in there. So maybe people won't care about that 2015 because they don't deserve it.
Always care. Right
they
now,
don't deserve it.
Right now, the NCAA basketball tournament has 68 teams.
Oh, it's going up.
And every year, number 69 is left out. Every year. There's a snub. Somebody didn't make it that should have made it. There's no way around it. Stop it.
Part of me is thinking, this is not a participation trophy thing. You want to make the college football playoff win. Win games. That's it.
Or you do what, you know, our buddy Feinbaum wants.
Oh,
just basically put all 12 SEC teams in and let them play it out because
yeah.
they're the best teams.
Feinbaum would love it.
As he says.
He would love it. All right, you ready for my things?
Yeah, let's go to some winter meeting news.
You know what?
News that might be made.
We haven't dusted off this in a while.
Hey, there we go.
All,
right.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, these are just some random things I was thinking about through the week. I talked about Fernando being a part of trade rumors on the Scraby Show on Tuesday, but get used to these Fernando trade rumors because the winter meetings is going to provide a lot of mentions of Fernando Tatis Jr. being traded. It's just going to happen, so don't pay attention to them. It's all fodder because they're all together and they're all talking about it. So first thing is, like, just get used to the Fernando trade rumors and don't let it make you mad.
And wait till they interview Ken Rosenthal and he brings it up.
Oh, he's going to bring it up. They're all going to be asked about it. Everybody's going to be asked about it.
Thanks to Ken. I just think, you know, I think I would have more responsibility as a reporter of that ilk. If you're going to make me one of the baseball national guys, I don't think it's fair for me to just make stuff up so that everyone has to be asked about it.
Here's my scenario I presented on
Tuesday.
I got
to at least have some semblance of accuracy.
Here's my scenario.
I just don't see it with Ken Rosenthal.
I presented on Tuesday. What if Ken texted someone within the Padres saying, is there any chance that Fernando gets traded this offseason? That person texts back, Not likely, but never say never.
Not enough. Not nearly enough. You need two people, and they both have to say there's a real chance it could happen before you start writing, hey, the Padres are actively trying to trade him.
Okay, I buy into that. My next one, AJ Preller. Does he get an extension, or are we just going to keep him lame duck for the rest of eternity? Because it was reported like nearly a month ago that the extension was likely, and there's been no news
on it. What was reported right
since.
After that?
I don't know. What was?
The fact that the Seidlers are now actively looking to sell the team.
Yes.
That changes things.
It does change
dramatically.
Things. But
AJ's going to have to be patient. That's all.
I don't know. I don't like the lame duck thing going into for
him.
He's
not a lame duck. It's different. It's not like players have to play for him and be worried about him being the manager and them saying, well, you're not going to be back next year, so I don't care. I don't have to play for you. This is a general manager. He has a job to do this year, and that's to put together a good team.
Okay, well,
and he's being paid to do it.
Expect some questions about AJ Preller's extension.
There'll be some questions
at the winter meetings.
To me, it doesn't change the job at hand for him.
All right, next one. Because we've talked about it enough this week and weeks leading up to this, but how much do you think we're going to hear about Mason Miller becoming a starter?
Is that
going to be a main topic, main storyline for the Padres
in
winter meetings?
You know, I don't agree with Sam Levitt. I do, actually, a lot of times. He hit it on the head. What I think, and that is why you would ever want to take a chance at weakening the team's biggest strength, and then make that mediocre with the no guarantee that Mason Miller is going to be a great starter.
Correct.
I just, sure, you can mention it, but I just think there's no way the Padres are going to do this, and then I'll be wrong when Mason Miller starts the first weekend. If you used Mason Miller and Morejon as starters, you'd say, okay, good, we got them now. Who's your closer? Are you going with Estrada? What do you got?
Jason Adam will be back.
Jason Adam. Okay.
But I'd rather keep Mason Miller there. Obviously, there's the answer's in front of us, and we're not paying attention to it.
You have the best bullpen in baseball if you keep it as it is, I think, or at least pretty darn close to it.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. How much will you hear about that? That's going to be a big storyline. Sorry, I just kind of brain farted for a second. Brain farted.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, you could say that.
Brain cramped.
Okay, brain
a little more
cramped
classy.
A little bit.
Oh, goodness.
The next one. Do you think there's going to be a Padres trade, no matter how big or no matter how small?
Yeah, the odds would be in favor of that, I think.
Would be in favor. You know what? No. I don't think they do anything. I don't think they make any trades. I don't think they sign any players. I think we're going to be in a holding pattern like we were last year until about spring training time. But
you're just saying, will they make a trade next week?
Next week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, the odds are against that.
Yeah, the odds are against that. But AJ Preller surprised us before. All right, finally, generally around baseball, not just Padres related, what is going to be said about the upcoming CBA? Are sides going to dig in more on their side, or are they going to kick the can down the road on it? Or what is Rob Manfred going to say? Because this is going to be a big topic of conversation at the winter meetings.
And the deadline for getting an agreement is when?
December 2026.
And this is December 2025?
Yes.
Yeah. So wait about a year.
So November 30th of 2026.
Yeah. They never say anything until it's practically too late.
But I wonder how...
That's how this works. It's worked that way every time in history.
I get it. But I wonder what the mudslinging is going to get like.
I don't think it'll be that anything. I don't think there's any reason to say anything at this point. Outlandish. Just wait for next December, and then when they say, hey... What are we going to do? Then you say, we're not taking a salary cap. And they say, well, you better take one. And then you say, well, we don't need to play because we don't care. And then they say, well, then we don't need you. And then it's over. And now there's a stoppage. And then you have from January of 2027 until spring training to iron it out. I would bet almost everything I have that there will be no baseball from January to March of 2027.
Kind of like what we went through years ago when they had to play doubleheaders because the season was cut
off. It has never, ever been solved before there's a stoppage. So I don't see why this should be any different.
I don't think it's
going to
be solved.
The problems are the exact same.
I think there's going to be mudslinging.
I don't. Right. What's mudslinging? Something beyond, like, the owners suck? Is that
no,
mean
you're, mudslinging what is being mudslinging? Like, yeah,
they're being disingenuous. They're lying.
That's mudslinging.
Open your books.
Yes,
we don't believe you.
Yes, yes.
Ah, well,
yes.
That's normal behavior. Okay. I don't kind that to be mudslinging.
All right. That's it. What? Why did Chris just throw me a string cheese?
Because I'm string cheese slinging.
Here comes the sinister sling.
I just like the mud slinging verbiage.
I know. I told you. I've been listening to these presidential podcasts.
String cheese sling you.
That was a good catch, though.
Not bad.
All right. All right.
We got our biggest fan to announce when we come back. So if you're in the running for that, don't miss your name potentially being called. Also, more on the Padres and what's ahead next week with AJ Cassaville, Gwynn and Chris. All right, sit tight, pull up a chair. Gwynn and Chris, biggest fan. Announcement shortly. Before that, quick check of the college football conference championship scoreboard. James Madison 17, Troy 14. Late second, Troy hanging in. Kennesaw State, I know you love the Owls, Greg.
I do. I love them.
Leading Jacksonville State 7-0 at halftime. Little old-fashioned slobber knocker there.
I love that name.
I do, too. Early first quarter, North Texas 7-0 over Tulane. And in the Mountain West, Boise State on the board 7-0 over UNLV. All right. Time now for our biggest fan. Congratulations to the first name of the week I can pronounce. Mike Hernandez.
Yes.
Of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, Mike. 833-288-0973. If you know Mike Hernandez, call him and tell him to call in. He'll qualify, or Mike, you will qualify for a grand prize drawing and a chance for 20 tickets. You and your friends would come to a Padre game in the Odyssey Suite with all of the fan staff. This coming season, it'll all be catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember, register your name out there at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Mike Hernandez. Clock is tick, 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 tick.
Starts now. We're going to have traffic after AJ Cassaville.
All right, AJ Cassaville joined us, Tony and I, just to give us a preview, really, of the winter meetings coming up, what he thinks. And, you know, what the Padres need to do, what they need to focus on, whether Mason Miller becomes a starter, whether or not Michael King is still a possibility. Those kind of questions with AJ Cassaville. Scraby's going to take us the rest of the way after that because I'm officiating tonight.
Yes.
And the traffic's not great out there.
It is Carmageddon.
Yeah, so I'm going to get out just a tad early, but Scraby's got you covered till the top of the hour.
Ooh, actually, traffic updated, so we can go to traffic before AJ for everyone.
All right, we'll get you your traffic, then Scraby will get you AJ, and then Scraby will get you out of here. So I'm going to say bye now. I'll see y'all Monday with Tony and Scraby at 2 o'clock, but don't go anywhere because there's more to do.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All guests on the 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline.
Love that guy.
David P. Shapiro, I do. Also, a criminal defense attorney. He helps good people. That's why you like him, Scrape. He helps good people regain control of their future when they're charged with a crime. He's been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. AJ Cassavell.
Decade and a half right there.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Same time as the Warriors have dominated the NBA.
Right.
AJ Cassavell, MLB.com. Welcome to the program. How is your December going?
It's good. It's about to probably get a little busier with the winter meetings, but right now it's so far so good.
What is keeping, you know, there's nothing keeping us busy with the Padres right now. What do you do when you're on the beat and there's really nothing to call anybody about? Do you call to say hello anyway, or?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I think next week is when usually the off season starts to heat up. So I don't know if it will. It didn't last year, but this organization has a tendency of making some big moves at the winter meetings, or at least getting things going at the winter meetings. So maybe next week's the week.
Now,
what do I do? I think I just sit here and wait for the Penn State coaching search.
Yeah, I figured you're in on that search.
Well, I am leading my college football pick'em pool right now, so I don't know if that makes me qualified.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're qualified, but I think the real question is: are we as AJ in long hair, don't care mode, or are we cut short?
No, it's still long hair, don't care mode.
Okay.
It's been that way for a long time. I don't know when I'm going back, but for now, off season, AJ, definitely long hair, don't care. In the season, maybe trim it a little bit more.
Fair enough.
I thought you were referring to AJ Preller on that question because he grows his hair out sometimes.
No, he's definitely short hair right now.
Okay,
for sure. Let's get to the down brass tacks. Obviously, winter meetings coming up, and Padres have some holes to fill, specifically in the starting rotation. You highlighted it in your article yesterday. Where do the Padres go? I mean, do we even know kind of the parameters that they can maybe spend? Or do we have any of that as we go into the winter meetings?
I don't think we have the parameters. I do think there are some parameters. I just don't necessarily know what they are.
Okay.
I mean, they're going to need starting pitching in some way, shape, or form, and they have some money come off the books with some of the guys that left last year, and obviously the guys that are free agents now. And so, I mean, I've written this a dozen times, but they need to find, I think, the next Nick Pivetta, the guy that they can find on a reasonable deal, probably not the deal that Dylan Cease got or what Michael King's likely to get, but who could have that ceiling of becoming a front of the rotation type starter. And then they probably need to add two other starters around that. And so I think if you're doing that shrewdly, you can do it with some kind of like look at the finances and make it work. You wonder if there's trades in the works and what they even have to trade, but obviously starting pitching is the biggest area of need. I will say the fact that this organization has been able to find those kinds of guys in the past would give me a lot of sense for optimism, because they have been able to, when they've lost bigger name pitchers, go out and find the next big name pitcher who they end up signing for a reasonable deal, of Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Nick Pivetta, who then goes on to become kind of front of the rotation.
Yeah. Excuse me, and traded for Michael King, who I don't think anybody thought would be a front-of-the-rotation guy until he was. AJ Cassavell is with us from MLB.com. All right, ESPN.com, certainly not the authority, but just to give an example, I'm looking at their current depth chart, and it lists starting pitchers Dylan Cease, Michael King, Yu Darvish, 1-2-3. Well, we know that right now Padres don't have any of those guys, so yes, they definitely need to replace. What do you think about Michael King? Does the Dylan C signing in Toronto, in your mind, make it more or less likely that Michael King could still fall back and wind up here again? Because I think most of us would like to see him here again.
I mean, I would love to see him here again. I enjoyed covering him. He's a bright guy and a good pitcher. I would just say probably pretty unlikely, given what Cease got. And I don't think Michael King will necessarily get the length of the deal that Cease got. But starting pitching is a very hot commodity, clearly, on the free agent market. And a lot of teams are going to be very interested in Michael King. And so I think it's unlikely. I don't know if it was made any more or less likely, but if I had to guess, I would say less likely by the deal that Cease got in Toronto. The Padres will get draft pick compensation for that, obviously, but they need to go out and find starters. And I would be surprised at this point if Michael King were one of them. I do think there's a possibility that Michael King will sign a different type of deal than the one that Cease got, which Cease was just 210, 7 years. I think maybe there's a different pathway for Michael King, who hasn't been a starter for as long, for a type of deal where maybe there's an opt out or something like that after a season or two. But beyond that, I just don't know. I don't know if the Padres will be in on Michael King the way some other teams will be. I think they address their pitching questions by finding essentially the next Michael King.
AJ Cassavell joins us here, covers the Padres with MLB.com. And AJ, you know, you mentioned having to try to find the next Nick Pivetta. Do you see a guy in this list of, I would say, deep but not top tier pitching free agents this year?
If I did, I think they might have a role in the front office. I thought Nick Pivetta was a pretty good pitcher, but I didn't see coming what last season was. I don't know. I thought Cody Ponce was an interesting kind of candidate. And then he signed with Toronto. I looked down the list of pitchers. I don't necessarily see that guy, but the Padres have found him, and it might not be on the free agent market. Maybe they find some way to come together with the trade.
Yeah.
And it might be a guy that we're not even thinking of at this point. So my short answer is no. I wish I had a better answer. But I suspect the Padres internally have a couple of guys they're targeting. Maybe, who knows, maybe it's Mason Miller. I know we haven't gotten exactly a ton of resolution on where that is.
Yeah, our esteemed producer, Matt Scraby, said, why don't you ask him about Mason Miller? And then you said it. So you guys are on the same boat. Mason Miller, okay, great closer. We know this, but he's wanted to start. How much does he want to start? Adrian Mutejon, I will throw him in that. I know he started at one point. Became so successful last year out of the bullpen. I imagine those are things you're going to at least take a look at.
Yeah, they'll definitely take a look at them. And here's what I think can't happen. What can't happen is you move those guys to the rotation just because you're desperate for starters. Like, if that's the reason you're doing this, because you don't have starting pitchers and your bullpen is just kind of a glut of guys, there's too many, like, that's a bad reason to do it, because you know how good Mutejon and Miller are. That being said, like, if those guys want to do it, and if you can extract value from those guys, and if they're in on that plan, and you really think that they can be, I think it's pretty clear both of them, in theory, could be more valuable as starting pitchers. The question is the risk associated with it if they aren't good, or the extra injury risk. I think there's some merit to discussing it. I think we'll probably find out soon what the Padres' plan is. I just don't think they're going to go into this with the plan being, well, we don't have starting pitchers, we need somebody, let's throw these two guys into the mix. I think it's going to be more, I think we can get more from these guys
right.
as starting pitchers without as much risk. And the Padres have proven they can do it in the past. But if it's like there's clearly so much value for those two guys, I think you can make the case that they were maybe the two best relievers on National League teams by the end of last season. Like they weren't, neither of them were first or second team all MLB. I think they both should have been. And I think that they provide a ton of value already in the bullpen. AJ Preller said it at the general manager's meetings that he didn't want to take a strength and a weakness and turn them into kind of two mediocre aspects of the roster. Like you want to keep the strength in the bullpen and then make the rotation into something that I think the Padres have had pretty good rotations the last few years. I think they could probably find that on the open market, even if they don't end up transitioning those guys into a starting role.
That's well said, AJ, because the reality is, in order for it to be the success that everybody wants, that means they would have to be a starter at least at the same level that they were a reliever. Or else you are taking one strength and making two mediocre. So we'll see how AJ Preller decides to kind of put this whole thing together. AJ Cassaville joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And AJ, pitching is where we've kind of focused on, but it certainly isn't the only hole that, you know, the Padres have to address. DH/first base, also a part of that conversation. There seems to be some options there, but again, without knowing what the Padres can spend or what they are interested in spending, it's kind of hard to really decipher who those guys will be.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part of all this. Like, obviously, Luis Arraez is a free agent now. Ryan O'Hearn's a free agent now. Those should be guys that interests the Padres, but like it depends on what the market says and what the Padres have to spend on those guys, because I think their bigger needs are elsewhere. It also is going to be interesting kind of philosophically, like what direction they take the offense. Obviously, it's a pretty contact prone offense that has kind of in some ways been made out to be a bad thing. It clearly is not. Like, look at what the Blue Jays did when you combine contact heavy approach with some slug. Like, that's what this offense, I think, kind of should aspire to be. That being said, I don't know what that means in terms of whether they would be interested in reuniting with Luis Arraez or whether they would go toward a more of a power bat type. I think this could be one that drags out a little bit, because there are some options and it shouldn't be that hard of a hole to fill, just because like that's the type of position that there are plenty of guys. So I think we'll see going forward. It'll be interesting to see who they get to fill that spot, and I think it'll tell us a lot about the philosophical direction of what they think about the offense.
AJ Cassaville is with us. Excuse me, AJ. Fernando Tatis Jr., everything we've been told by the organization and every question that's been asked, I think, has been answered with, Fernando is not going anywhere. And then I can't seem to avoid people rumoring that he's being shopped, and it's something that the Padres will and really want to take a look at. Ken Rosenthal seems to kind of be at the forefront of this. We know how we all feel about him sometimes. But do you really – I mean, if – let's just say it got to that point where they felt they could improve this whole roster by trading him. Let's just say they did it. What would the reaction be? Like, would they be able to even get away with it if they thought that was the thing to do?
Well, my first question before we even get there is, how would you improve the whole roster by trading Fernando Tatis Jr., probably your best player? So, like, if we're getting there to a trade where you're making the roster that much better, like, he is a really good player who plays excellent defense, does a lot of things offensively, I think is probably has more potential to be tapped into than what he got. So I do think you might be selling a little bit low on him. Are you able to make the roster better? And if you're not, then it's a non-starter. If you are, I frankly don't necessarily see how that happens, but if you are, then you have to, I think, probably entertain it, because it's the job of the general manager, but also it just seems so unlikely that you could find that, and so tricky to make that work that I think this is one where I believe the Padres when they say they're really not interested. That doesn't mean they're not going to field phone calls when the phone calls come in, if the phone calls come in. But I don't see it because of what you said about making the roster better by making that trade. I just don't see how that happens.
AJ, do you think Jake Cronenworth is a Padre in 2026 to start the year?
Yeah, I think yes, but I'm a little more skeptical than I would have been. I mean, he'd been mentioned in trade rumors before, and I think it was pretty clear that he was staying a lot of those times, and now I'm maybe a little more skeptical. So I would answer yes, but I kind of understand the merits of a trade. If you're trying to free up some resources to allocate elsewhere, he's a guy that has some value and has a several years left on his contract, but you could still get something for him. That being said, it's not easy to find guys that are as versatile as Jake Cronenworth and a guy who I think would be your starting second baseman next year. That's not a position with a ton of guys who have the talent that Cronenworth does defensively and what he does offensively, and frankly, what he brings to the clubhouse. So I think it's unlikely that they would do that. But I think if, like we just talked about Tatis, like if they were to explore that type of trade where they're dealing from the offense to maybe free up some financial flexibility to spend elsewhere, perhaps on pitching, like that would make a little bit more sense to me than Tatis. I just still think it's kind of unlikely given the role that he fills and how hard it would be to replace him.
AJ Cassavell is irreplaceable on this show. Leave you with this, AJ. Craig Stammen, your first impressions. I know everybody's a big fan of Craig Stammen, the player, and maybe even the front office guy. What are your first impressions of Craig Stammen, the manager?
Yeah, first impressions are just that, like, I'm not surprised that he's the manager, that he is a manager. Just maybe, like, happened faster than I expected. But having covered Craig and having worked, like, with Craig and talked with Craig when he was in the front office and seen what he did the last couple of years, if you told me Craig Stammen would be a manager in the next 10 years, I would have said, absolutely, that makes a ton of sense. If you had told me he was going to be the Padres manager in 2026, I would have been like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's a little surprising. And so here we are. I just think he has all the tools and kind of all the wisdom and knowledge he needs to succeed as a first-time manager, but that just doesn't guarantee anything with a first-time manager because you kind of never know how these things go, and a lot of times it's out of the control of the manager, basically, how it goes. So we'll find out, I think, more come spring training and whatnot, but I think he has all the tools in terms of just the emotional aspect relating to guys, as well as the tactical acumen to make it work. We'll just have to find out whether it does.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
Have a great holiday season. We'll catch up with you soon, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Chris's voice is 100 times better than it was earlier in the week. But that's it for the show today. I will just say again, I am celebrating 9 years without a drink. And if anyone out there is feeling like they can't stop drinking or they can't get things together, I'm living proof that you can, because things were not good for me. And I was losing my family. I was losing my friends. I was losing my mental health. I was losing my physical health. But 9 years ago today, I decided to put it in the right direction. And I never thought I was going to get here, but I did. So if I can, I promise you that you can too. It's not as hard as you think. Once you figure out that this is better than the old life, you'll buy in. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.